Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello, my friend. You are listening to the Inspiring Life Podcast, and I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic. And I do hope that I can record this episode without annoying anyone or offending anyone that is seriously obsessed with this topic of a manifestation. Now, the first thing that I have to say is that I know that when it comes to this idea of manifestation, lots of people think it is woo-woo. Definitely my husband and son included. Now, we were just away on holidays recently, and I remember on one of our car trips, wherever we were going, they were having a little bit of a chuckle about The Secret and how about, my gosh, like all those crazy people in the world who really think they can just like think a thought in their head and make it happen. They're of the standpoint that it is completely woo-woo. And to some degree, and this is where I have to like tread carefully, because once upon a time, like I created a really popular course called Manifest the Money and a Life of Abundance. And I explained to them like the topic of manifestation, when it comes to this idea that you need to think something and it's going to like land in your head, I think it is totally ludicrous. And that was why I, years ago, went and created this course, Manifest Money and a Life of Abundance, because I had a completely different approach on what manifestation was really about and how it differs so much from the common perception. Now, bear in mind, like my husband and my kids know that I teach a mindset, that I have a degree in psychology. And then when I speak about the power of your thoughts impacting your feelings and your actions, that is backed by proper research, proper studies. It's like a whole field called cognitive behavioral therapy. And I don't think that anyone could say that CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, could be considered to be woo-woo. These doctors, these psychologists, these therapists are teaching from something that is just backed, like I said before, with years and years of research and study. And I remember when I first created, or I felt compelled to create, the Manifest Money and Life of Abundance course, which I think that you can find inside my Life Revamp bundle. That is where it is currently living. I did it because it annoyed me so much that I could see people speaking about manifestation, selling courses that, you know, sold for thousands of dollars, promising them the world. As long as you just sit there and think positively, like you don't have to do anything else, just focus on your thoughts. It's almost like the law of attraction, which is technically what manifestation is, has pulled out and made it soul focused, like the thoughts you are thinking, just the thought. They made it like the queen bee, like just think whatever you want to think, dream whatever you want to think, daydream constantly about the things that you want to transpire in your life. And the implication is that just this alone, like focusing on that thought, thinking it over and over again, like for days on end, it's enough to make it happen. And here's one thing that I can guarantee. If you were to go to your bed and lay down there and think a thought in your brain, let's just say you want to earn $1 million. I want $1 million. And you could repeat it to yourself 1,000 times. 10,000 times over and over and over again, there's a very good chance that you're not going to get that $1 million if you aren't taking the action. Now, of course, there might be some random instances where it does come to pass, but thoughts alone are not enough to get your goals to come to fruition. It needs to be backed by action 100%. And that is why I went and created that entire course that you can find inside the Life Revamp bundle of mine, because it was so annoying to see and hear people say, well, I'm just going to be thinking positive thoughts. Great. But positive thoughts alone are not enough unless you back it with action. And ultimately, it's this action, and I speak about inspired action inside my course. That's the sort of action you need to be taking. Because if it was just your thoughts, all you need to do was like think something and it would happen, you could be creating any goal without ever getting off your couch. But isn't the way, like you logically know that that doesn't make sense. Of course, your thoughts are important, and so is the way that you feel, and so are the actions that you take, but they all need to be working in conjunction. And I feel like whenever people hear about law of attraction and manifestation, they think it's woo-woo because it comes across like this little magical thing where, you know, something just happened, but it never just happens by accident. It happens by intention. It happens because you've taken the actions to make it happen for the most part. Of course, we all have random stories where we're lucky. Things, you know, maybe have occasionally one or two times fallen into our lap, but you cannot guarantee that wishful thinking is going to bring your result into your lap every single time, time and time again, without you ever stepping up and getting up to take the actions, okay? Actions, for the most part, are the most important part of the law of attraction and manifestation process, but it's definitely a part that everyone likes to skip over. They just focus on the thoughts without taking it beyond that. But I just want to make it super clear here, okay? Dreams are never just going to fall into your lap unless you get up and take the action that demonstrates your commitment to that goal. Yes, it starts with your thought. And yes, crazy things can happen when your thoughts are on the right track, when they're in the right place, when you are an energetic match to your goals, okay? It's also about the feelings you're feeling, the energy that you're embracing, you're vibrating in it every single day. But just to take away the woundedness of it, like, I want you to recognize that a person whose thoughts and feelings are in the right place also wouldn't just be sitting at home doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs, waiting and hoping that the goal is just going to be delivered right to their front doorstep. That sort of person who is thinking and feeling all the right thoughts of strength and resilience would be getting off their butt. They'd be getting off their butt to take the action. And sometimes taking those actions are freaking hard, my friend, which is why I like the beauty of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, an area where my expertise lies. Like, having this skill, knowing how to manage your brain, knowing how to reframe your thoughts when times are tough, when situations are difficult, when you're facing a struggle again and again and again when it comes to your goals. And this is all totally normal. And sometimes positive thoughts aren't what you need to get you to take action. You need to be thinking thoughts that make you feel committed and determined, especially when you just agree that this is a sucky situation. I don't want to feel good about it, but I do want to keep on going. I do want to have that goal come to fruition. This is where managing your brain, managing your mind, knowing how to choose the exact thoughts are going to help you get the results that you want in life. This is what you actually need more than this woo-woo expectation that just thinking a positive thought alone and sitting there and not having to do anything much else, that is going to lead you down the wrong track. Now, I just want to be clear. I am not bashing Law of Attraction. I absolutely love the book, Think and Grow Rich. I love Napoleon Hill. He's absolutely one of my most favorite authors ever. And when I was young and traveling through Europe, I just had one book. I'm pretty sure it was called Success Through a Positive Mindset or something along the lines. So I understand. I do understand the importance of a positive mindset. I preach about it all the time. A positive mindset alone will not get you your goals unless it is backed with inspired action. Now, if you're curious on my take when it comes to the law of attraction and manifestation, go and check out my course, Manifest Money and a Life of Abundance. It's available inside my The Ultimate Life Revamp bundle that you can find on inspiringmumlife.com underneath the courses tab. And really, when it comes down to it, like, I just created that course purely because there was so much misinformation out there. And it just was so annoying to see other courses sold for thousands and thousands of dollars and people walking away without that true understanding of what manifestation and law of attraction is truly about. And so I just took it upon myself to correct these errors and to make it available at a super affordable cost so that people really can get busy at creating the results that they want for themselves, but not just thinking that it's only positive thoughts alone. That's it, my friend, for today's episode. Take care, and I can't wait to catch you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at InspiringMomLifeXO, or you can visit my website, InspiringMomLife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you, and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vidakovic, and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life podcast.